Welcome back. You're listening to Morning Ireland. Adam Maguire is here now with the Business Bulletin.
Thanks, Cian. Ryanair had revenue of 9.8 billion euro in the 6 months to the end of September. That's up 13% year on year. It came as it carried 119 million passengers, up 3% year on year, while the average fare each of them paid rose by 13% to 58 euro. That led to a 42% rise in half year profits after tax at Ryanair to 2.54 billion euro. Neil Sorahan is Ryanair's Chief Financial Officer. He joins us on the line now. Your passenger numbers continue to grow, obviously, but really this is the rising fares that's fueled this jump in profits year on year.
Oh, well, you can't underestimate the impact of the traffic as well. The 3% growth to our record, 119 million, very important. But you're right, we had a very strong Easter in the first quarter of the year and weak prior year comps. And then, of course, in the second quarter to the end of September, we recovered the 7% fare decline that we suffered last year. So 13% increase there, and then a 3% increase in ancillary spend on the likes of teas, coffees, seats, and priority boarding and such like.
Looking at some of the capacity constraints that you had been facing, are things now on track or at least predictable when it comes to jets from Boeing?
Very much so. Boeing are performing very well. We've 204 of the 210 aircraft in our Game Changer order book at the end of October last week. I would hope to get another two of those before Christmas, and then the remaining four probably before the end of February, which means next summer is the first summer in a long time. We'll have a full complement of aircraft, and that will enable us to grow by another 4% next year to about 215 million passengers. I was in Seattle myself back in September, and the factory is humming along very well. Quality is good, timing is good.
Another constraint that you face in Ireland anyway was the Dublin Airport passenger cap, currently suspended. How much bigger will your Christmas capacity in Ireland be compared to last year?
It's not hugely ahead. We have some more capacity in Ireland this year. I mean, you're right to mention the cap. We welcome that the government are looking at it, but would like it to move a bit faster than the glacial pace that it's moving at the moment, very much hiding behind a referral to Europe at this point in time. We want to grow in Dublin. We want to grow in Ireland. We want to see reasonable fees in Ireland. And unfortunately, what we're hearing rumours of double-digit fee increases coming next year to an airport that's already kind of middle of the range when it comes to pricing across Europe. But look, we're having a good performance out of Dublin. We'd like to grow on that.
Last year, the cap was blamed for a reduction in capacity and warnings about fares jumping considerably leading up to Christmas. Will at the very least then, if you're not increasing capacity by much, will the fares at least be lower this Christmas?
We're looking at modest increases in fares. I mean, bookings are running marginally ahead of where they were in the third quarter last year, just the Christmas quarter. We'd relatively strong midterm breaks last week. Christmas is filling out quite well, but we won't really know the final Christmas pricing until we get to close-in bookings. But I think there's good value for anybody who's trying to book for Christmas.
But if that was the reason for rising fares and lower capacity last year and the cap isn't there this Christmas, surely the reverse should be true.
I mean, I think fares are very reasonable where they are at the moment. People are getting good value. Capacity is usually constrained across Europe. People want to travel. And Ryanair has the lowest fares.
Digital boarding passes coming in on the 12th of November. Is that still the plan? And should people prepare for disruption if they're flying around that time?
I don't think there'll be much disruption. The plan is that it'll come in next week, as you said, on the 12th of November. The vast majority of our customers already use digital boarding passes at this point in time. If somebody turns up with a paper boarding pass, we're not going to turn them away. We'll be a little bit lenient for the first little while. But I think the vast majority of people are ready for this and it should be a very smooth process.
Neil Sorahan, Ryanair's Chief Financial Officer, thank you for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.